another plea for more military aid. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. From the highest levels of the Ukrainian government to the leaders of local towns, desperate calls for more support to fight the Russians.
We need the weapons. We need support with the weapons because weapons question is the main priority right now for Ukrainian soldier, for our army. We're ready to fight.
Vitaly Klitschko is the mayor of Kyiv. He spoke to Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Last night, Ukraine's president said he needs warplanes and air defense missiles, things he says our partners have that are just collecting dust. About those fighter jets, the U.S. ambassador to NATO was asked about them.
Poland came forward with the idea of offering the Soviet-era jets. Mm-hmm. We looked at that. We had some questions about it. And at the end of the day, the United States believed that in this case, the delivery of those jets was untenable.
Ambassador Julianne Smith on Fox News Sunday. According to Ukraine, another round of peace talks with Russia will take place this week in Turkey. President Biden is back at the White House after a four-day trip to Europe, and the White House continues to clean up something he said in Poland, where he appeared to call for a regime change in Russia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that's not what he meant.
President, the White House made the point last night that, quite simply, President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war or engage in aggression against Ukraine or anyone else.
The top-ranking Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, James Risch of Idaho, is urging President Biden to stay on script when dealing with the Russian invasion. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A shooting in a mall parking lot in Colorado has reportedly left two people dead. Fox 21 says it happened last night at the Citadel Mall in Colorado Springs. It's unknown if anyone was arrested. In New York City, some workers must be vaccinated against COVID-19 while others can skip the shot. And that's resulted in a lot of anger, especially amongst the city's firefighter unions.
The union's holding a joint news conference Saturday, calling on Adams to rescind the vaccine mandate for city firefighters. The request comes after the mayor lifted the vaccine mandate for pro athletes and some entertainers, a move that will allow unvaccinated Nets star Kyrie Irving to return to the court on Sunday. Well, many of the city's first responders were forced out of their jobs because of the vaccine mandate. And the unions say that firefighters should be treated at least as well as athletes and celebrities performing in the city. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
You may be eligible for your next COVID-19 booster shot in the next week or so. Published reports say the FDA could authorize the additional dose for people over 50 amid growing fears that the next surge of infections could happen before the fall. A subvariant of Omicron is spreading rapidly overseas. It may be springtime, but winter's icy grip is hanging on in the Northeast. In some areas tomorrow, temperatures won't climb above freezing.
Temperatures into the freezing range again. Buffalo 25, Cleveland 26, New York 32, Boston, Portland around 32 as well. Then out across parts of the West, we have not had much moisture out across areas of the Southwest this winter, which is the rainy season. We've got rain coming in over the next couple of days. Starting this evening, that's great news.
That's Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. That system, though, will then head south, potentially causing severe weather to develop in the same areas that got walloped last week. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.